Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com. Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
What a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch. Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Orange creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
They're playing basketball.
Right corner goes to Falk, who enters the lane. To Janae Hoying in the left corner. Good on the three-pointer. We're tied up. Here's Ottaville dribbling into traffic. Steal by Hoying. A run out by Hoying. Got it for two. What a play by Janae Hoying. Five in a row by Janae. Ottaville's got to get a timeout. They do. Everyone on their feet. Entertaining state championship game here at The Shot.
Oh, the big shots and the exciting plays keep right on coming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained the three. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out for good. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by 5. Wow.
And you'll high-five your Scores broadcast listening partners when you enjoy boys and girls hoops action. Webcasts include these schools: the Sydney Yellow Jackets, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Botkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Rushi Raiders, Houston Wildcats, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Jackson Center Tigers, Anna Rockets, and the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Fort Loramie with a run out down the floor, 3-on-1. Dana Rose to the rack, in for 2, and a foul.
That's what I watched Dana Rose do all day Saturday. She took a bump from a girl that's twice her size, and she continued the shot and made the basket. On top, Bixler, shot fake, into the lane, back to the basket. Fadeaway 10-footer, in.
I think the excitement is going to overtake the fatigue coming down the stretch. Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround 7-footer, yes. That's money in the bank right there.
Oh, you can bank on Scores, the best high school coverage by a long shot.
Gets a screen from Gothic, shoots the 3, left corner. Got it! He's got it! Anna takes the lead by 2. Gilskamp swished a shot, Chuck, from nearly out of bounds in the deep left corner.
He's got ice water in his veins. I know that's a cliche, but that kid, you watch him play football, you watch him play basketball, he is an impressive athlete.
Here is Botkins, 3.9 to go. It's up the right side to Paul. Paul at midcourt, jumps and shoots a 40-footer. Holy cow! I don't believe what I just saw. Dane Paul for Botkins. Lofted in a high-arching 44-footer.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, we've got a big game for you tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. Call it what you want. It's an interconference, interleague game, intra-sectional game. These two clubs are very close geographically. It's the Route 119 Classic. Minster, Anna, just down the pike from each other, several miles. I'm Jack, along with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Anna from the Shelby County League. Minster from the Midwest Athletic Conference. Should be an outstanding contest here tonight between these two clubs. Anna now 19-1 on the year. Didn't play last night. 10-1 in the Shelby County League. Clinched, wrapped up the SCAL by virtue of not playing last night, coupled with the Jackson Center upset loss at Fairlawn. Meanwhile, Minster looks to finish third or fourth in the MAC. Minster lost a heartbreaker right here last night to St. Henry by a score of 54-52. Minster 13-7 on the year, 5-3 in the MAC. A lot of common opponents here in the last week of the season, Chuck, as you look down through 3 months of high school basketball played by these two clubs. Minster owns a stirring 49-47 win over Jackson Center here. Jackson Center, in its most recent outing with Anna, beat the Rockets. St. Henry beat Minster last night, as I mentioned. Anna won at St. Henry. Both clubs own victories over Marion Local. How about that? It's the size of Minster, the speed of Anna. Minster will push it when they get a chance. Big, strong rebounders on the inside for Minster, 6'8", 6'6". It's not a classic case of Mutt and Jeff, but Anna certainly doesn't possess the physical strength that Minster does.
Well, I know you're right about that. I think it's going to come down to Minster getting the ball down inside and getting Schultz's shots at 6'9". The kid is formidable and has real good footwork around the basket.
Yeah.
On the other one is Anna's athleticism. Can they pressure the guards from Minster? Can they turn them over and get easy baskets out of their defense? Because if it turns into just a half-court basketball game, it's going to go down to the wire.
That's a good point. That's not Anna's specialty. They've gotten better offensively in the half-court. You've got to be pretty good in the half-court to be 19-1.
Yeah, they've done a few things right.
I asked Nate Barhorst, head coach of Anna, before the game, tongue-in-cheek, how in the world will you defend the monumental guy in the middle, Jared Schultz, for Minster? I said, will you stack Bixler on top of Hulskamp, or Hulskamp on top of Bixler, or maybe put one of those two on the top of Dosik
and be about 3 feet taller.
That would make you taller if you got him up in that area. Yeah, I had a chat with him, too. And one of the things that was interesting was he thinks that they're real, real close to being a Division IV basketball team next year. They got one kid that's a transfer in, and if he's been there long enough, I don't understand. He was explaining it to me. I didn't understand exactly how it works.
Wow.
But he thinks there's a real good chance they'll be a Division IV team next year.
Wow. If they were D4 this year,
they'd be favorites.
The Rockets could write their ticket not only through the regional, but maybe up to the state Final
right.
Four,
yep.
Maybe even the state championship game. And is that good? Division III, a whole different ball game. D4 boys wide open here in 2019. That's
no
for
doubt
certain.
About it.
Anna Rockets have played exceedingly well all year long. I've referred to the Anna players as two-way performers, offense, defense. They are relentless at each end of the court. What I like about Anna, Chuck, is that over the course of the season, if you're on defense against the Rockets, you cannot forget about a soul. You can't cheat on Dosik. You can't cheat on Bixler. You can't cheat on Huelskamp with maybe a man and a half, because young men like Isaac Leininger and Carter Elliott can stick the ball in the basket whenever they want to now.
Yeah, I mean, I've said that all year. They've got three outstanding scorers.
Right.
But they've got role players that understand, and each given night, somebody else steps up as the fourth person, sometimes the fifth and the sixth person, which is the nights that they really roll. But they're talented top to bottom and much deeper. Kate Stewart comes off the bench. I've said it before, he's my sixth man the year for in the Shelby County League.
Yeah, I was kidding with him before the game about his clutch performances in basketball, just like he successfully knocked in extra points one after another in football.
Yep.
20 points the last two games each for Schultze in the middle for Minster. We've seen Minster play when the Wildcats were challenged getting the ball into him. But I tell you what, here late in the campaign, the Wildcats are feeding Jared Schultze about every single trip down the floor. 20 last night against St. Henry, 20 in the previous win by Minster over St. Mary's. That's 40 points in two games. Minster and Schultze are on their game right now.
Well, and that's what they need to do. I mean, that kid needs to touch the ball 20, 25 times a game in a scoring position.
Minster can shoot the three ball pretty well. Case in point, four different players chucked in threes two games ago. And it's going to be interesting tonight because I think there will be probably 25 to 30 threes tried between these two clubs.
Well, you know, Anna's going to shoot a bunch, and if Minster, if they can make some threes, that really opens up the inside for Schultze, because you can't be covering down on him if you're making threes on him. You got to go ahead and stay out on your man, and that turns it into a one-on-one situation for the 6'9 kid.
Both teams shoot free throws exceedingly well. Minster 68%, Anna even better, 73%. More importantly, Anna over 80% in the final 8 minutes of games all year long.
Well, and that comes from two things. That comes from being a really good free throw shooter, and it comes from the right people having the ball in their hands in the fourth quarter, and that's how that works.
Yeah, we like both head coaches extremely well. Nate Barhorst, Anna, Mike McClurg, Minster. Boy, they treat you the same way every time you talk to them.
Yep.
They're no different. Very personable, extremely knowledgeable, and it will be interesting to watch these two head coaches match strategy in this game tonight. Anna's got a contest left with Rushi on Tuesday. It's not nearly as meaningful Tuesday night as it would have been
right.
At Jackson Center one last evening. I asked Coach Barhorst about that game on Tuesday a little while ago, and he said, you know what, Jack, Rushi got us twice last year.
Well, no, they're not gonna lay down for Rushi.
Nope.
There's not a lot of love lost among a lot of the teams in this league.
Minster's got one more game left after tonight. That's next Friday in the MAC right here against Parkway. As I mentioned, Minster 13-7. Anna with a remarkable 19-1 record on the season. The Rockets, one of the only Division III and Division IV clubs in the region, Chuck, averaging well over 70 points a game. I didn't say 60. I said 70. Over 70.
Yeah, they're the Trotwood of Division III.
That's about right. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors tonight, making possible this game between Anna and Minster. From the Wildcats gym, good crowd on hand, probably 1,400 filling in. Huge throng, tired in green across the way from Anna. Thanks, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A. Local Equipment in Jackson Center. The U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. In addition, thank you to these new underwriting sponsors, Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney, Maury's Landing Restaurant on State Route 362 across from Lake Loramie in Minster, and Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. Thank you very much. We've got the starting lineups and the opening tip upcoming in a moment. Anna on the road at Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
But Chuck, for this Saturday night contest here between Minster and Ann at the Wildcats gym, we've got fine attendance, good weather. These two clubs playing very well. Each team could make a deep tourney run. Anna in D3 with a very high seed, number one in the Dayton area region. And the Minster Wildcats, I think, wound up being a number three seed behind St. Henry, the number one seed, Marion Local, the number two seed, in the Wapakoneta district. And Minster chose to jump in the St. Henry bracket. The team the Wildcats played last night right here and lost a cliffhanger by a final score of 54-52. Minster had a couple shots in the last 15 seconds, but could not get the game tied up.
Well, I mean, you got to play somebody, so you just make the choice where you think you got your best matchups down the road, and then you live with it.
Anna Rockets with potent, well-rounded scoring, as we noted just a few minutes ago. Isaac Leininger, who is at 3-4, close to 5 points a game for several weeks. He's now at 6+. He's coming on strong at guard, and not only a good playmaker, but contributing in the scoring column, too. Bart Vixler is now up to 16 points a game. He's shooting free throws at 77%. Riley Uelskamp, just under 14 a game. Free throws at 82%. And behind the arc, Chuck, this Anna team is just deadly. Leininger 40%, Muleskamp 44, Dosik 42.
Well, I know. And in their loss to Jackson Center, they did not shoot the ball well from three. And that was the difference in the basketball game.
Anna Rocket to the road green with black and white trim being introduced. Isaac Leininger, 5'11", a junior at guard, 6 points a game. He's joined out there by two fine additional perimeter players, Riley Muleskamp, 5'10", a junior, and Bart Vixler, 5'11", a junior. Those two young men averaging in the teens. Griffin Dosik, 14.5 points a game, and a senior, along with Carter Elliott, to round out the starting five for the Anna Rockets. And the Mr. Wildcats will start these five. Jared Schulze in the middle, 6'9", a senior, 15 points a game, 8 rebounds. Also in the front line, Cody Frerich, 6'6", a senior, 10 rebounds per outing. At a wing, Jack Heitbrink, 6'4", senior, 10 points a game. At guards, Noah Enneking, 6'1", a senior, at 6 points a game. And Mike Kettner, 6', a senior, at 13 points per contest. Needless to say, Chuck, Anna's got a size disadvantage in this game tonight, as we've alluded to. Minster, the taller of the two clubs. But as we've talked before, rebounding, yeah, it's got something to do with height, of course. But it's about desire, positioning, and how quickly you react and get off your feet.
Yeah, I mean, rebounding is not necessarily how tall you are. It is quickness, it's position.
Yeah.
And those are things that you work on it, you try to teach it in practice, but some kids, it's a natural thing, just some people can't be taught.
And it's an aspect of play that we saw last night have a major significance in the outcome of a game. Fort Loramie Bodkins, Redskins, whipped the Trojans on the glass for four quarters all night long.
12-1. I just look back at it. 12-1 offensive rebounding last night for Loramie. They had a big lead in the first half, 8-0, but they didn't have a big lead on the scoreboard. They were only up one.
There you go. That can be a significant factor for sure, as Dosik outjumps Schulze despite a 3-4-inch height disadvantage.
That's a zone that came out here.
Opening tip to start the game, won by Anna. Deep left corner, Isaac Leininger, I should say. Wide open against the zone. Misfired, overshot on the three. Rebound, Minster. Wildcats throw it away. We've got a big-time scrum on the floor at the top of the Anna circle. It's a jump, and the arrow will favor Minster after Anna won the tap to kick it off.
Well, that was a quick shot against the zone. You want to get some movement, make the zone move, and you're going to get better shots.
Yeah, I'm not sure more than a second went off the clock before Leininger chucked it up.
Yeah, it went up quick.
Here is Minster in backcourt against token pressure from Anna. Minster in the home white, orange numerals outlined in black. Outside the arc on the right, it's Anna King, left-hand dribble. Top of the circle, foul line, below the stripe. Picked up by Leininger. Stepping out of the paint is Anna King. Dumps it down low on the right to Frerichs. Frerichs available from 6 feet away. Put up a little jump shot. It rolled around the rim two or three times. Came off. And then a couple bodies hit the deck real hard. Anna called for undercutting a Minster rebounder.
Schulze went down hard on that wrist. He's shaking it off. Hopefully he's all right.
Anna King was almost in the lane on that possession forever for Minster. Wasn't called. Ball inbounded down inside. It is thrown from Anna King to Frerichs right in front. Little 7-foot half hook. Bounced off the ring. No good. Rebound by Anna. Well, Minster already has tried to pound it inside twice. One trip down the floor. Anna's opening possession of the basketball resulted in a long three by Leininger, which didn't catch the rim. Here's Vixler on the arc. Anna King slaps it away. Steal on the play by Minster. Down the floor, Kettner. Gives it up high post to Frerichs. Frerichs at 6'6", dumps it down low. On the arc to Anna King. He jacks up a triple. It hits the back iron. Rebound Anna. Here's a 3-on-2 break. Driving down the floor hard goes Vixler. He barges in from the left flank, and he's fouled. Shooting the layup, hacked on the arm. He's got two coming. Already, Chuck, we have seen the objectives each team will try to meet all night. Minster hammering it into the lane on offense. Yep. Anna wants to get out and go.
Well, that's exactly what both teams should do. You got 6'9", 6'6", on one end. You got quickness coming out your rear end on the other end. So use it to your advantage.
Mark Bixler, excellent foul shooter, drains it to make it 1-0 Anna. He's on target again. It's 2-0 Anna. We played 90 seconds opening quarter. Here's Kettner in backcourt against Uhlskamp. Dribbles left hand, now behind the back over the Wildcats logo. Bounce pass outside the arc of the left to Heitbrink. Heitbrink, little pick and roll, darted toward the top of the circle, weaved a pass down inside to Frericks, and overshot him out of bounds.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about him. He's Heitbrink 6'4". They're 6'9", 6'6", 6'4", in the front.
Yeah, between those three, they average 25 rebounds a game. 10, 8, and 7. Straight away with the ball for Anna. Out of the arc, it's Carter Elliott. And he flips it away right to a Minster player. Anna's coughed it up at least twice so far. Here's Kettner on the loose for Minster. Right down the pike. Shovels it up and in with the left. Anna attacking. Baseline right, Bixler. Wraparound pass in the lane to Dosik. Six-footer right in front. Blocked by Frericks. Rebound to Minster. Game tied at 2. 5:40 left in the first. Here's Kettner. Elbow on the right. Bounces low in the left for Frericks. Too far, and it goes out of bounds. Right now, Chuck, the pace too quick for both teams, even Anna.
Yeah, it is definitely too quick for Minster.
5:36 left here in the opening period. We're tied up at 2. Frenetic action up and down the floor so far in this contest. And to this point in the game, we've had just, one field goal by Minster?
Yep.
Here's a long three, deep left corner, Bixler. He missed everything like Leininger did about 90 seconds ago. Minster countering, deep right corner, in off the bench, Salazar, a 5'10 junior. He buries a triple. 5-2, Minster on top. Salazar shoots the three at 32%. Foul line, Anna. It's Carter Elliott. Down low on the left to Dosik. Back out straight away to Uhlskamp. He's way off to the right on the three ball. And Minster snatches the board. Anna shooting very poorly so far. Here's a long heave down the floor to Frericks. Gives it out back to Salazar. Available again. Look out. He buries it. Minster crowd on their feet. 8-2 Minster, thanks to a couple of three balls from distance for Salazar. 4:44 left in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Minster. Well, these two teams have been zipping up and down the floor at breakneck speed so far. Minster owns a 6-point advantage, 8-2, on a couple of trifectas thrown in from way downtown by Salazar off the bench for Minster here in the last 40 seconds or so. And is behind the six.
That 1-3-1 defense that Minster's playing looks like you're trying to get over the Rocky Mountains.
And here's Dosik at the elbow on the right for Anna. He's got a little bit of an opening, tries to drive. He penetrates. Shot deflected away by Schulze. It's 6-9, and Minster gets the ricochet. Down the floor, Salazar on the arc. The 5'10 junior's been hot. Here's a good pass by Minster. Low on the left is Schulze. A gimme, point-blank range, up and in. Anna down 10-2. Right corner, Bixler pulls up at the short corner. 15-footer hits the back iron. Rebound, Minster. Wildcats controlling the boards. Here's Kettner to midcourt. Picked up head of the key by Uhlskamp. 10-2, Minster, half the first quarter gone. On the arc, it's Heitbrink. To Frericks, high low to Schulze. Schulze catches in the lane. Dosik flicks it away. A very late whistle, and it's a foul on Griffin. Ball out of bounds to, no, two shots ruled in the act of shooting.
Same foul on Dosick, too.
That's even worse than number two on Griffin. Right away, Nate Barhorst jerked him out of the game, or at least brought him to side court. Maybe he'll stay on the floor.
No, he's got to wait till they shoot one before he can bring him in.
Free throw by Schultz. He swish. And Minster has exploded to an 11-2 lead. Griffin, Dosick, Verana going up against the tall Timbers for Minster. Has recorded two personal fouls in 4 minutes and 9 seconds. Second shot by Schultz, up and in again. He's a pretty good foul shooter. He pumped home 6 of 8 in a recent win by this Minster club over St. Henry last night. Here's the ball thrown by Anna Bixler on the arc to Carter Elliott, foul line. Turnaround Jay from there, missed it off the heel. Rebound to Minster. Wildcats up 10. Kettner dances down the floor to Salazar, 25 feet away. It goes on the play to Heitbrink, far right corner Kettner. Minster can shoot the three. They can pound it inside. Left baseline, it's Frerichs. Frerichs comes back out high with it. The 6'6 power forward, tight end of the football team. Gives it up now to Kettner, who retreats in the Wildcats logo. 3 minutes, 4 seconds left, opening quarter, 12-2 Minster. Here's a bullet pass into the post, intended for Frerichs. Broken up on the play by Anna's Elliott, and the ball flies out of bounds. Minster inbounding, right of the basket, it's Kettner. 10-point difference in this game. Right now, Anna's Justin Murray, who's on the floor for Dosick, going at it with Schultze below the foul stripe before the official hands the ball to the playmaker for Minster, who looks to throw it in now. It's delayed. Finally, it goes to Frerichs. Short corner, baseline left. Frerichs pivots. Out high to Kettner. He staggers. That's a walk. Anna possession, down 10, 12-2. Anna without a field goal so far. Two foul shots made by Bixler.
Bixler, that's it.
That's all.
Yeah, they've gotten some decent shots, but they're not even close.
Uh-uh. The Anna Rockets have been whitewashed from the floor so far. The initial 5 minutes, 10 seconds. Straightaway Bixler, open top of the key. Goes foul line. Pumps and hits a 15-footer. Bixler nails it. 12-4 in Minster. 2:38 left first quarter. Kettner to midcourt. Picked up by Hielskamp. Kettner behind the back on the dribble. Still bounces it on the hardwood, 25 feet away. Cam Stewart on the floor now for Anna. Stewart, a 6'1 junior. Deep left corner, Frerichs glides into the lane, tries to make a jump stop at the foul stripe, and he too stumbles and walks.
Well, and there's the pressure that I was talking about. And now with this defense that Minster's playing, Anna, it really behooves them to turn them over some.
Rockets have stepped up the intensity, defensive side of the floor. 2:20 left in the opening quarter. Minster leads Anna 12-4. Hielskamp walks it up over the timeline. As Chuck noted, 1-3-1 zone being deployed by Minster. It's been effective so far. Deep in the right corner, Anna's Hielskamp lets go a long skyscraper, a three. It brings down snow flurries, doesn't hit the rim. There was a foul on Anna away from the ball anyway.
Well, they caught it on Murray. They said he hooked him when he was going for the rebound.
Oh, my goodness. Boy, it's piling up for Anna, which is down 8. Top of the circle, Salazar on the dribble. Throws deep right corner for Minster. Handoff on the play to Schultze. Schultze back out to a teammate who tries to work his way into the corner. Ball handled by Kettner, kicked out by Anna. On the floor now is Justin Nixon for Minster. He had a big 2 points in that game last night, late against St. Henry. Dribbling up over the timeline, Kettner. Long lob down inside to Schultze. It's physical play beneath the basket. Anna clawed it loose before Schultze could clutch it. And then we've got Minster fouling once Anna started to collect the loose ball.
Yeah, they caught it on Schultze, and he kind of took an arm and tried to shove him off. More of a reaction foul than anything else.
So Schultze's got a personal. Griffin Dosick on the bench already for Anna. He was saddled with two. in a little over 4 minutes. Here's a wide pass by Anna, a sloppy one. Nixon on the steal for Minster. He barrels down the floor, stops and lays it in. A five-foot banker. And here's a ball thrown to midcourt by Anna. Minster defending well. Anna pitches it out of bounds right into the scorer's table. And, Chuck, that ball almost wound up in the lap of you or me.
I wouldn't have given it back. You get to keep foul balls, I think.
A minute 25 left in the opening stanza. 14-4. Minster in the lead by 10 over Anna. Ball thrown foul line. It's Frericks. Outside the arc, near side. It's Heitbrink. Heitbrink throws up a curveball from 21 feet. Rebound Anna. Here's a deflected pass on the break. Picked off by Minster. Coming right back is Kettner. Kettner to Heitbrink. He drives hard against Stewart and draws the two-shot foul. Nicely done by Jack Heitbrink, the very good baseball pitcher for head coach Mike Wiss' team on the diamond. A couple of free throws for Heitbrink. Boy, he had an avenue. He took advantage. He knew he had 2-3 inches on Stewart, and he made Cam pay for it.
This is a hard team to understand because I'm sitting at home a couple of weeks ago, and I see that Versailles beats them by 32 points. Now, I've seen Versailles play. There is no way that they're 32 points better than that team we're watching out here.
Nope. Now, Minster, I think, was ticketed before the season started, Chuck, in some circles, as maybe the MAC favorite.
Boy, with this size and their talented size, it's not just big guys.
Yep. Right on. Both free throws by Heitbrink, dead center. And Minster has mounted a 12-point cushion, 16-4. 52 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Here is Bixler driving to the lane. Handoff right in front. Four-footer by Murray. Danced off the back of the rim. Rebound Minster. Quickly in a King into the forecourt. Long three. Skipped off the rim over the back, foul against Minster. It's committed by Trent Retkerman, a 6'2 junior who's in. Nixon size in the scorebook for Minster. He's 6'2. Retkerman 6'2. Hardly anybody on this Minster roster under 6 feet, only a couple guys. Here's a good play by Anna. High-low action. Stewart for the Rockets beat Frericks to the cup down below the rim. Nice pass to him by Elliott. Stewart shot, hit the rim, hung, fell off, but he was bumped, and he's awarded two at the stripe. With Minster leading 16-4, 31.7 to go here in the first quarter. Stewart's free throw, it's flat off the front iron. One of these non-league games on Saturday night late in the year with the Shelby County League wrapped up last evening, and Anna cannot get on track. A second free throw, not good. Minster corralled the rebound easily. Here's Kettner gliding up the floor, top of the circle foul line to Frericks in the short corner. Back to Kettner, 25 feet away. Kettner circles to the Wildcats logo. Uhlskamp guards him, 13, 12, 11. Nixon with a pick, 25 feet from the rim. Kettner keeps the ball, drives down the right side of the lane, banked it, missed it, no good. Rebound saved inbounds by Minster, right to Anna. Long lead out by the Rockets to Stewart. He got the driving layup, but it's a second late. Wow.
And more importantly than that, Bixler's down on the sideline. I think he's going to be okay, but he wasn't getting up very quickly.
Well, he took a spill, maybe. It looks like one leg, a little gimpy at the moment. Left knee or thigh, perhaps. He's a tough cookie. Outstanding quarterback on the football team. First quarter's closed out. All Minster. Anna performing poorly the first 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Minster is sharp.
Both ends have not played very well, that's for sure.
We'll talk about one of our fine sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com, Barker Insurance, serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972. Barker has earned a reputation second to none for many years now. Barker, the number one most valued agency in the area, customizing auto, home, farm, business, and life insurance programs for you, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one is Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, Minster Jim, home of the Wildcats. And the Wildcats' lair, not kind to Anna so far tonight. Rockets down by a dozen, 16-4. And so far, Menster's height has given Anna a lot of trouble. Rockets have not shot the ball well. They begin the second quarter with an open foul line J from Cam Stewart. It's a bit heavy. The rebound is jammed out of bounds below the backboard off Anna. One field goal for the Rockets in better than 8 minutes.
Bixler's got all 4 points.
We have 10 young men in backcourt, 5 green shirts, 5 white shirts. Pressure from Anna. It's inbounded to Kettner for Minster against Uhlskamp. He strolls up over the timeline. Gives it up outside the arc on the right to Heitbrink. Straight away to the 6'6 Frericks. He's listed at 6'6. Looks bigger than that, Chuck. Here's a collision down baseline left. Schulze ran into Murray for Anna. Or did Murray run into Schulze? What's been called?
Well, they called it on Murray, but I'll tell you what, we are a week away from the Academy Awards. Schulze would get one for that performance.
Here's Minster lobbing inbounds, goes to Schulze, baseline left. He spins into the paint area, and it looked like an Anna defender. Murray might have gotten a lot of ball, but it's ruled that he tipped the wrist of Schulze on the half hook right in front. Ball never got to the rim. Schulze back at the stripe, shooting two. Boy, the Minster Wildcats are jamming this ball into the lane every single trip down the floor, and on the inbounds passes below the Minster basket, you can count on the Wildcats feeding the post right away.
I don't know why you wouldn't. He is unstoppable if he catches it down there.
First foul shot by Schulze. He's good. Second one in the air. It's in. Boy, he's become...
That's pretty.
Yeah, he's become a pretty good-looking free-throw shooter at 6'9". Anna trails by 14 points. Here's a dribble drive, but Dosik is back on the floor, into the lane. Late dish to Stewart, who is trekking toward the basket. He puts one up right in front, blocked, but he's clobbered, and he'll get two free throws. Well, what Anna wants to do, Chuck, in the process of making up some points against this Minster lead, Anna would like to see Schulze pick up an additional foul or two.
He just got his second.
Was that number two on him right then?
Yep.
Free throw by Stewart. Hits the rim 4 times, then the glass, and it bounces in. And Schulze's got to sit down. He's got 2. Dosik's got 2. Is Griffin back on the floor now for Anna?
He is. You can't afford to lose touch.
Nope. Second foul shot, Stewart. A little too much oomph on it. It hit the back brace. Minster's Frerich soared to the board. Nixon on the court now for Schulze, who sits down. Here's Salazar. Here's Kettner. Foul line, Frerichs. Oh, a nice dish down inside to Nixon. Peeling off a screen. He caught it and hooked it in. Reverse layup. 20-5, Minster. 6:47 to go here in the second quarter. Stewart, high post. Left corner, gave it up on the play to Leininger. He fakes left, goes right. Nixon got there late. And it is a common foul. 6 on each team. 6:42 left to go here in the second quarter. Anna inbounding. 1 field goal for the Rockets in the game. Dosik, baseline left. He's challenged by 2 defenders. Squeezes between them. Can't get the ball to the rim. That's because he's shouldered by, I think, Frerichs or Nixon. Frerichs got him. 2 shots here for Griffin. Dosik for Anna, who's been out a portion of this first half with 2 personal fouls. Free throw by Dosik. Got it. 20-6. Minster up 14. Second free throw here by Dosik. 1 dribble on the way. Good again. Head coach Nate Barhorst of Anna right in front of us gets a timeout. Rockets still with just 1 basket in the game so far. 6.5 to go second quarter. Minster ahead by 13 points on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team. or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dinkman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
A lot of time left in this game. Still better than 6.5 minutes to go in the first half. Anna mired in a shooting slump here tonight against a talented, extremely tall Minster club. Although Jared Schulte, the 6'9 postman for the Orange and Black, is on the bench with two personal fouls. Griffin Dosik out there for Anna playing with two. Here's Salazar, who's made two threes in this game for Minster. He's got the ball far right wing. Gives it up to Kettner. Long cross-court pass left corner. Left open is Heitbrink. High arching three, hit the back iron, glanced off a cable above the glass. That's a break for Anna. No rebound needed. Rockets will bring it down the floor, trailing 20-7. 6:14 left. Quarter number two.
I like the fact that they went full court, tried to pick their defense up, because your defense is going to make your offense go.
Here's Cam Stewart against the zone right in the middle. He caught it and tried to skip toward the basket in a jiffy. Fumbled the ball. Minster touched it last. It rolled out of bounds.
I think it hit a foot on the way out.
Break for Anna. Rockets will throw it in. Here's Stewart on the arc to Bixler. Penetrates the lane. A little leaner right in front. Lotta rim. It goes in. 20-9, Minster.
It's like going into the Sequoias for him to shoot it.
Here's Minster in backcourt. Long heave down the floor to Heitbrink in the left corner. Down inside to Nixon. He's bottled up. Throws it on the arc to Salazar. He sets, shoots, and hits. A triple. He's got three of them. 9 for Salazar from distance. 23-9 in favor of Minster. 5.5 to go, second quarter. Here's Stewart in the teeth of the zone at the foul line. Gives it on top to Bixler. Elbow on the left, it's Dosik. Baseline left to Stewart. Hooking foul, Minster. Anna will shoot the 1-1. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to these underwriting sponsors. We say hello to the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Thanks, Francis Schulte and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. It's the gem of Rushi. Tell Jolene Rinderly you heard about her store right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Well, Cam Stewart missed the front end of the 1-1. Minster quickly posted up Nixon in the paint, and he flipped in a hook shot from 6 feet away. 25-9, Minster's biggest lead. 5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Here's Cam Stewart finding an alley. He blazes right down the lane, banked it in and out. A lid on it for Anna. Quickly attacking, it's Minster's Heitbrink. Gives it up, deep left corner to Nixon. Nixon slid into the lane, looked like he walked, no call. On the arc to Heitbrink. Pivots through the middle of the paint area. Stewart reaches in, pries it loose. Tug of war for the ball. A jump ensues. Arrow favors Minster. 4 minutes, 38 seconds left to go, second quarter. Minster has expanded the lead to 16, the widest margin of the night so far. Anna Rockets, in terms of field goals, Chuck, what, just two? Both by Bixler. Steal by Bart. Bart took it away. 3-on-2 break. Hits a teammate. Zooming in from the left flank, it's Uhlskamp. He's walloped as he takes it to the rim, and he's got two coming. 4:33 left to go, second quarter. I tell you what, Anna's best ally right now, Chuck, is generating some fouls, getting to the line, scoring with the clock stop.
Well, they got to make the free throws there. There's a problem.
No good. Uhlskamp short. This club shoots free throws just under 75% on the year.
Well, they're 50% right now. They're 5 of 10.
Stewart's missed a 1-1. Uhlskamp with two free throws here. He nets the second of a pair, 25-10 in favor of Minster, with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. In backcourt, it's Kettner up the left side against Bixler. Goes behind the back. Hard all over him. Frerichs wants to set a screen 25 feet away. He does. Here's a pick and roll. Kettner, Frerichs in the lane. He runs into traffic, blocking foul Anna. That's a good call. Anna got there late.
They didn't care for it across the way, but that was a correct call.
Yep. Frerichs at the free throw line for the Minster Wildcats. not sure if he was in the act of shooting or is it a one-and-one. It's a bonus.
I'm going to guess one-and-one.
4:17 to go, second quarter. Anna down 15. Ferrick's free throw very high off the back rim, and yanking it down on the play is Elliott for Anna. Quickly right corner, Bixler. Bixler in traffic, pulls up short of the congestion, missed the bank shot. Oh, what a great rebound by Carter Elliott. He banked it in. Minster running the length. Height break all the way down the floor. The Southpaws took it to the iron and scored. Quickly Anna the other way. The track meet is on. Bixler to the lane, to the rack. No good, but a foul on Minster. 27-12, Minster. Anna got the gimme at one end. Minster gave the Rockets a dose of their own medicine. And quickly, Minster went coast to coast. Height break on the finish. Bixler at the stripe. Two free throws for Anna, which is down 27-12. Still nearly 4 minutes to go in the second quarter, but Bixler cannot connect on the free throw. It rattles around and comes out. Second free throw, Bixler for Anna. Still nearly 4 minutes to go, second quarter. Bixler is the front rim, backboard, and good. Here is Minster inbounding in backcourt. It's Nixon. Nixon to Heitbrink. Heitbrink at midcourt. He's double-teamed. Hands off to Kettner. Kettner guarded by Huelskamp. Here's Kettner. He zips down the left side of the lane, throws up a wild left-handed shot. There was minimal contact. Leininger is slapped with a foul in the act of shooting as Kettner is bailed out. There was no way he was going to make that. And it looked like he and Leininger grazed jerseys, but Leininger shoots too. Clock stops, 3:44 to go. Free throw Kettner way long. Hit the back rim, came down, hit the rim again, and fell away. Boy, a lot of fouls in this game, Chuck. We're nearly at 20. Second free throw, Kettner, good. 28-13 in favor of Minster. Quickly, forecourt right, Bixler for Anna. Inside the arc, jumping, shooting from 17. It hits the rim three times, hangs. It won't go in. Rebound, Minster. Here's Kettner in midcourt. Huelskamp over guards. Another foul on Anna. That's number 9. Last of the one-on-one situations for Minster. Kettner at the stripe. 15-point spread in this game. Ball bounced twice by Kettner. Shoots it. It is in, out, no good. Rattled around, spun away. It was down below the cylinder and snapped out of there. Anna corralled the rebound. Here's Dosik. Gives it up left corner to a teammate. Here's a hard drive to the rim by Leininger. And Leininger's shot hangs on the rim. Whistle blows. It goes in. And it's a foul on Minster. A chance for a three-point play.
That was probably their first break of the evening that ball dropped in for.
Yes. Yep. And Rockets have been shut out so far in this game in terms of lucky breaks. That one by Leininger. Hung on the rim forever, went through. And look at that free throw. It is off the rim four times. It fell into the lap of Enneking below the basket for Minster. He fell down, guilty of walking. And a ball baseline right. 3:17 left, second quarter. 28-15, Minster. On the arc, Elliott. Right corner, Huelskamp. Straight away, Carter. Long 24-footer. Bouncing around, no. Rebound in the paint area. Tie-up occurs. Anna retains possession. Griffin Dosik, Chuck, almost picked up foul number 3.
Yeah, if they would have caught it, they couldn't have complained about it.
Baseline, right of the rim. Huelskamp, the playmaker. Gives it up to Dosik, cutting toward the iron. He catches and scores with the left hand. Well done. Anna within 11, having been down by as many as 16. And Minster needs a timeout. 2:57 left in the second. 28-17 Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have 5 more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank. The power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
And Anna Rockets have chipped away, slicing five off the Minster 16-point bulge. Under three to go, second quarter. It has been mostly all Minster so far. Wildcats have been primed for this contest against Anna. Anna didn't play last night. Minster did play. You thought maybe Anna might be fresher. Here's forecourt. Minster to the left. Step back three by Kettner. Hits the rim. Backboard. Rolls away into the hands of Leininger for Anna. Dipsy Doo down the lane. Tries to leave it in the left corner for Yuleskamp. It's smacked out of bounds by Minster. 2:39 left in the second. 28-17. Anna down 11. Ball inbounded for Dosik in the lane. The ball goes awry. Picked up by Leininger. And we've got a latch-on foul by Minster. Kettner grabbed Leininger, who gobbled up the loose ball. Actually, Anna muffed the play originally. Then the loose ball ultimately triggered the foul on the Wildcats. Leininger at the stripe. Double bonus. 20 fouls in this game so far. Leininger lifts the rim on the free throw. This is a nearly 75% foul shooting team, which is under, what, 50 in this game so far?
They got to be under 50 at this point, yeah.
And that includes at least one miss, maybe two. Second shot, Leininger. Oh, my goodness. That spun around the rim three times like a top, and it came out. Minster with the ball at midcourt. It's Anna King, almost fouled by Leininger. 28-17. Score still stands. Here's Kettner pulling up at the elbow on the left. To Anna King on the arc. Deep right corner three by Minster. Way overshot on the play. And the rebound down to Anna. Long heave. Baseline left to Elliott. Straight away, Yuleskamp. He tries to fire it in from three-point land. Much too strong. Rebound Minster. Anna not shooting sharply at all. Quickly, forecourt left, height break. From distance for Minster. No good off the back brace. Lengthy rebound to height break. Minster still got it. Outside the arc on the left, it's Trent Reckerman. Minute 52 to go, first half. Minster by 11. Right side of the floor, height break. Hangs on, top of the circle, foul line. Left-hand pass, left corner, Reckerman. Gives it about back to teammate Noah Henneking. Here's a bad pass picked off by Yuleskamp. Yuleskamp all the way to the cup. He is blocked at the rim, fouled. He's got two. He's at the stripe. A chance to whittle the Minster lead to nine.
This is the fourth possession for Anna to try to get it under double digits. And the first three times, they didn't do it. They're 7 of 16 shooting free throws.
Make it 7 for 17. Boy, the basket is capped. First of two free throws, Yuleskamp. Caromed off the back rim, a little heavy. Second one, swish. He's got it. Finally, a made foul shot for Anna, which is within 10. 90 seconds to go in the first half. Here's Anna King in backcourt for Minster. The Rockets would like to shave it down to maybe 7 or 8 before the break. Then the pressure of the third quarter might be shifted to Minster, which, as I said, played last night here and lost a heartbreaker to St. Henry. Anna was idle last evening. Minute 16 to go, second quarter. Anna King on the arc, drives baseline right, hooks one up on the run, crammed, out of bounds by Stewart of Anna. Minster will throw in. Playmaker is going to be Kettner. A minute 12 to go, second quarter. Anna in front by 10 points, or I should say Anna down by 10. Here's Kettner, bounces into the paint to Nixon. He's had a good first half off the bench. A nice spin move. He twirled to the cup and banked it in. The lead swells back to a dozen. Outside the arc, Elliott gave it up, got it back. A minute to go, first half. 25 feet away, Yuleskamp. Right corner, Bixler. Around one player, another. Reverse layup, yes. Well done to Bixler. 30-20. Minster by 10. 46 seconds to go, first half. In backcourt, Anna King. Hand off on the play to Kettner. Anna nearly fouls. We do have a slap down against Leininger, 70 feet from the basket. Double bonus, Minster. 39.7 to go, second period. Anna Rockets will make a late second quarter change. Bryce Meyer, 6'4 junior, coming in. Kettner at the stripe for Minster, which shoots 68% on free throws.
That was the third foul on Leininger. That's why he's got to take him out.
Free throw rattling. And did that eventually go in? No. Came off. Tell you what, these rims here at Minster tonight, extremely taut. Anna's having trouble getting the ball to fall down through all the way. That shot by Kettner at the free throw line. It looked like he should have gotten at least a half a point for that. Second one, swish. Missed one, made one. 31-20. Minster by 11. 35 seconds to go, second quarter. Muleskamp between the rings. Outside the arc on the left to Bixler. Elbow on the left. Shot fake. Spun around a Minster man. Holding foul on Minster. Wow. 23 fouls in this game so far. Double bonus Anna.
Well, they scheduled a basketball game and a free throw shooting contest broke out.
That's about right. Yeah. Sponsored by the Lions Club? Or
I think so.
By KFC?
Yeah, we're going to have a dribbling contest at halftime going through the cones.
Here's the free throw by Bixler. It's good. Anna still trying to reach the 50% mark on foul shots in this game. And Anna made all the free throws they'd missed. Anna would be on top. Here, Bixler connects twice. 31-22, Minster. 24 seconds to go. Second quarter of this game. Midcourt, it's Kettner for Minster. Veers off to the left. Muleskamp all over him. On the arc, it goes to Retkeman. 14, 13, 12 to go, second quarter. Ball lobbed high post, then given back to Kettner. Stolen by Muleskamp. Muleskamp barrels down the floor. Oh, my goodness. Muleskamp is hooked around the neck as he went to the rim. And let's see. He's going to be awarded.
He made the shot.
The shot went in. Holy cow.
It was a heck of a shot.
Miraculous, spectacular play by Muleskamp. Chuck, that was looked to me to be a flagrant foul.
Muleskamp, it's 24 points, yep.
Muleskamp gets credit for the field goal. Missed the free throw. 2 seconds to go, first half. Here's a long three ball by Heitbrink. Almost went in.
It's 31-24 is the actual
yep,
score.
And a Rocket bench making sure that the scoreboard records the proper score. It registers 31-24. A great play by Muleskamp at the end of the second quarter there, Chuck. Boy, I thought somebody lassoed him around the neck.
It was a little dirty, actually.
Ooh, boy, I tell you what, that could have been flagrant. Some officials would have called that. Apparently, the angle was not available, such as the one we had from our view.
No, he went up and went around. He was not making any attempt at the basketball.
Well, we've ended the first half here at Minster. Anna's crept back within seven. Anybody's game. Can't count out the Rockets. They're averaging 75 per contest. Only 24 here at the break for Anna and a ton of missed free throws. Minster up seven. We'll return with our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's. 25-274.
Well, an exciting first half here on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee on Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. So much gratitude here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com to these underwriting sponsors, our anchors, the Sydney Daily News, best sports page coverage around. Thank you. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Plus, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website, goffenafurniture.com. Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney. What is your favorite thing at Frisch's? And thanks very much to Clancy's in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. And don't forget the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected. Call Chris North to learn all about your veterans' benefits. Phone him at 937-498-7282. Halftime report presented by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Minster over Anna by 7 at our intermission break.
Well, Minster has a 17-11 rebounding advantage, but amazingly, Anna has a 2-1 offensive rebounding advantage. Anna turned it over 5 times. Minster turned it 8. Free throw shooting was not very good for both ends. After Minster started 4-for-4, that quarter they went 4-for-8 in the second quarter, 8-of-12 for the game. And on the other hand, 10-of-21 from the free throw line. Individual scoring for Minster, they were led by Salazar with his 3 threes for 9 points, and then Nixon off the bench also. They got 17 points out of those 2 bench players, 8 for Nixon. They got 6 from Schulze, picked up 2 fouls, didn't play much in the second quarter. 4 from Kettner, 4 from Heitbrink. They scored 16 and 15, 31. Anna led by Bixler with 11. Then they drop all the way down to 4 for Huelskamp, 4 for Dosick, 2 for Leininger, 1 for Stewart, 2 for Carter Elliott. They scored 4 and 20, 24-31. They trail at the half.
But Chuck, here's the $64,000 question. Who will pick up the third foul first, Schulze or Dosick?
Well, if you're rooting for Anna, you surely hope it's Schulze. He got a gift down there on the one. That was as good of acting as I've seen in a while. I think he would have at least been nominated. Not sure if we'd have won, but he would have nominated.
If Anna gets to the free throw line 20 to 25 times in the second half, Rockets might be able to pull this game out. Beating Minster is a tall order, no pun intended, this Wildcat team. As you noted, Chuck, in the pregame, yeah, it's a big club, but it possesses a lot of talent. It's a serious threat in the tournament in Boys Division IV, no question.
Well, this is the first time. I think it's the third time I've seen Minster, maybe.
Right.
This first time I've seen them play that 1-3-1. That is a very, very effective defense with all that length.
Yeah, it's like an enormous spider web all the way across the floor and from the top of the key back to the rim.
Well, and if you're not giving up, one of the things a 1-3-1 does is gives up backside rebounding. So far, it has not. So as long as they're not getting, Anna's not getting second and third shots against it, I don't see them coming out of it.
Right. Minster up 7 at the halftime break. Anna trailing 31-24. Our halftime report presented by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston, and Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Nicholson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
And it's time now here on scorersbroadcast.com for our LaCal Equipment Student Athlete Spotlight. LaCal, a founding sponsor on scorersbroadcast.com. We could not have gotten started over 12 years ago without the help of LaCal Equipment. Jeff Gray and I couldn't have gotten this thing underway. Thank you very much, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, which moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal, back in 1982. And tonight we highlight cheerleaders for the Minster Wildcats, a couple of them, as we catch up with two 12th graders, Casey Wisman and Ansley Hyde. Casey spells her last name, W-I-S-S-M-A-N, Ansley Hyde, H-E-I-D. Two seniors, Casey's parents, Amy and Ted, both Minster grads, Ansley's parents, Chris and Lisa. These two young ladies, Casey and Ansley, 3.95 GPAs apiece. And where did the...
Makes you wonder who gave that one a B.
Well, I think it might have been sociology in one case and geometry in the other.
Okay. I can understand geometry.
They are both leading officers for the National Honor Society. Ansley, president. Casey, vice president. They're both active in Crescent Players Community Theater. Ansley plays the French horn in the symphonic band. Casey, percussion in the band. Ansley is active in math club, Girl Scouts. Casey, Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Casey will go to OU, study biology pre-med. And Ansley, not sure of her college choice, she'll study nursing. And for Anna, we highlight the first-year cheerlead advisor, Jackie Ward, an Anna grad back in 2002. She was a 3.9 GPA student at Anna. She's got a couple of sisters, a brother. She is a cheerlead advisor in year number one, and she is a health fitness reporting analyst as a professional. That's her career. And she has a degree in exercise science. Those folks under the spotlight here tonight, thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. LaCal manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. LaCal supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. Locally, LaCal is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
The Minster Wildcats up 7, had the ball to start the third quarter. Foul line, open player, Frericks for Minster. Let's go, a 15-footer, no good. Stick back by Schulze, it rimmed. He could have been called for climbing the ladder over the shoulder. That's what the Anna bench wanted. It wasn't whistled against him. It was called a couple seconds later on somebody else.
On a trip. But yeah, that absolutely could have been called.
Oh, yeah, that was maybe as many as number four, because one was missed earlier on him. Here is Elliott. Foul line extended left for Anna, which trails by 7. Baseline left, Bixler. Short corner jumper, 10-footer. Bingo. He's got it. Solid game from Bart. Anna within 5. 40 seconds gone, third quarter. Midcourt gets height break for Minster. Picks up his dribble. He's doubled. Throws it near side to Kettner. Here's Heitkamp fouling from the rear. No, it was not Heitkamp.
They fouled Heitkamp.
I'm sorry. It was not Hulskamp. Excuse me. I said it was on Hulskamp, and instead it was 31 Elliott who picked it up. I thought it could have been a reach on Riley. Here is Minster inbounding, 35 feet away, Kettner. Head of the circle, Heitbrink. Heitbrink outside the arc in the right to Frericks. Chest to chest with him is Elliott. Straight away, Kettner. Right wing, Salazar. Anna Bench not happy with the physical play of Schulze on the inside. Straight away, left-hand jumper. Swish! Heitbrink poured it through, a 22-footer. 34-26, Minster by 8. Quickly, Anna down the floor. Bixler in the lane. Fade away. Good! Woo! What a play by Bixler. Got the shooter's roll. He was well guarded. A lot of congestion in there. Little Bart went up and floated in the shot from about 14 feet. 6-point lead. Minster, here's a quick three, right corner. Wow! Kettner hits! The lead swells back to 7. 2 triples in succession by Minster. 37-28. Did I say the lead swells to 7? I should have said 9.
9, yep.
Long triple and a high left. Leininger, it rattled out. Rebound Minster. Backcourt, it goes to Salazar. He's made 3 long balls in this game so far for Minster. Picked up by Leininger, head of the key. Salazar, right side to Kettner. Inside the arc. Penetrates. Looping one-hander from 15. Way short. There is foul number 3 on Schulze. Clearly up and over the back.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that was foul number 5 on him, but they've only called 3.
Exactly right. No question about that. I agree, Chuck.
He uses his hip down there and knocks the defender off. I don't understand how they're not seeing that.
5:40 to go in the third quarter. Anna trailing by 9. Foul line extended left. It's Elliott. Step back. Tried the triple. No good. Heavy. Rebound Minster. Midcourt Kettner. Minster by 9. 5:20 to go. Third quarter. Right wing Salazar. Frerichs high post. Looks inside for Schulze. Knocked away by Leininger. Picked up by Heitbrink. Foul line to Frerichs. Doesn't shoot. He's doubled. Flips it back out to Salazar. He navigates the lane. Running one-hander. He got it. And he's fouled. Count the goal. Salazar with a career game here tonight for Minster.
He's playing really well. That was a nice job. He took the bump and kept his eye on the rim and made the basket.
And Minster up 7 at the break after Anna had chopped into a 16-point deficit big time. Is now up 11. Salazar missed the free throw. It rolled around, came out. Stick back by Nixon is good. Minster starting the second half like it began the game. The lead is ballooned back to 13. Anna had knifed it to 7 after 2 quarters. Here's Dosik, baseline left. Around 1 player, 2 players. Baked it in, a power move by Griffin Dosik of Anna. 41-30, Minster by 11. 4:42 to go, third quarter. Salazar dribbling against Stewart. Gave it up 30 feet away to Heitbrink. Uses a screen from Frerichs. Here's Heitbrink down the lane. Knocked away by Anna. Loose ball picked up by Frerichs at the foul line. Fires deep right corner. 3-point shooter Heitbrink. Way short of the mark. Nixon dives for the rebound. He might have been tripped. Foul Dosik, number 3. 4:22 left in the third quarter. Minster Wildcats have stretched the lead back out to double digits. Baseline right of the rim. Heitbrink looks to fire it in play. Airmails one out back. It's intercepted at midcourt by Bixler, and he's upended by the leaping Salazar. That looked like a Minster and a football game right there. A forward pass down the field. The safety came over, couldn't make the interception, and Bixler, the receiver, snared it.
Somebody needs to tell the officials they're not getting paid by the foul. They're going to get paid for the whole game.
It has been a physical contest, though. Here's a good drive by Anna on the inbounds. It's Bixler, a jump stop in the lane, a high archer, and he banked it in.
At 5'11", the young man's got 17.
What a heck of a game for Bart Bixler. Among all this tall timber for Minster, Bixler's been brave. He's gone down below the foul stripe for 4 or 5 buckets. And here's Anna over guarding out near the center line, trying to force a steal against Minster, which is up 9. And Anna's charged with another common foul. That's 5 already in the half.
Well, Bixler tried to get through that screen a little too aggressively.
Now Griffin Dosik comes out. He gets a breather a moment ago. He was nailed with foul number 3. Minster inbounding on the arc. It's Anna King. He drives to the foul line. Hits the cutter down the lane. It's Kettner. Shovels toward the rim. Sloppy shot. Well defended by Anna. Loose ball rockets. 3-on-3. Left corner triple by Stewart. It clangs off the rim. Long rebound. Pinballed around. Anna's got it. Finally in the left corner. It's Elliott. Down inside to Murray. Back on the arc to the 3-point shooter. Elliott. It rimmed out. Long rebound, tipped to midcourt, into backcourt. Bixler runs it down for Anna. Airmails a pass up the floor to Murray. Murray in the lane, 7-footer, missed, no good. Rebound Stewart, no good. Long rebound, Bixler on the arc. He penetrates in the lane. Reach-in foul against Minster. That is one of the lengthiest possessions by a team on offense all year. After every shot, Anna retained the ball. I don't know, Chuck. Five shots, 45 seconds.
They had four offensive rebounds on that.
And no points. Ball inbounded by Anna. Bixler cutting toward the rack. It is in and out. No good, but he's fouled. Another one of many shots by Anna here tonight, which is seemingly hit every centimeter of the orange and danced off. Two free throws, Bixler. 3:07 left, third quarter. And Bart gets the friendly roll to make it 41-33. 3:07 to go, third quarter. Minster by eight. Minster's biggest lead came with 5 minutes to go in the second at 25-9. Bixler missed. Anna still missed, 12, 13 free throws?
It's 12 missed free throws now.
Here's Kettner to midcourt for Minster. Lobbing high post for Eriks. Peeling off a screen, Kettner catches in the right corner. Behind the screen, straight away, Anna King. Inside the three-point line. A long distance two, missed it, but he was tagged on the wrist. Good call by the official. Anna King at the stripe here for the Minster Wildcats. A chance to push the lead back to 10.
You've got to let Anna King shoot that.
Yep.
He has not made a shot.
Couple of charity throws for Noah Inneking for the Minster Wildcats. He buries it. 42-33. Minster by nine. 2:50 left in the third. Dosick back on the floor for Stewart for Anna. So it's Dosick, Elliott, Murray, Bixler, as Inneking aims and missed it. It rimmed. There's a wild scrap in the lane. Uelskamp against the much taller Frericks. It's a tie-up earned by Anna. Rockets get the arrow.
Well, they need some good possessions here in the last 2:48 to get this thing down to 4 or 5 points.
Kettner, Frericks, Nixon, Anna King on the floor along with Heitbrink for Minster. Ball thrown up the floor by Anna. Into the lane, Dosick. Here's a twirling move. Good, right in front. Six-footer by Dosick, soft touch. It hopped around on the iron and rolled down through the ropes. Anna's within seven, 2:27 to go in the third quarter. This period has been played even. Each team with the same number of points. Anna King on the arc for Minster. Looks for Nixon, right corner, not there. Out high to Heitbrink. He's being harassed by Bixler, 30 feet away. To midcourt, it goes to Kettner. Uelskamp almost steals. Ball knocked away at the timeline. It's loose. It goes into the scorer's table. Flicked away by whom? Possession goes to Minster. Good scrappy hustle displayed by both clubs. Second time in this contest, Chuck. We almost had a handful of basketball.
I was fearful. I didn't care about the basketball. I didn't want a fistful of Uelskamp. He was flying.
Here's Frericks at midcourt. Back to the basket. Stolen by Uelskamp. Running down the floor. Driving. Missed it on the run. Foul. Minster. Another one of those infinite number of shots tonight for Anna, Chuck, which has seemingly gone in, out, in, and back out again.
Yeah, that would have been huge. He needs these two free throws.
A couple of free throws here for Uelskamp. Boy, he made a strong steal at midcourt. Free throw Riley, and that's in and out. No good. It lipped the rim. From whom did Uelskamp make the pilfer at the center stripe?
Frericks.
I thought it was Frericks.
Frericks fouled him at the other end.
The big 6'6 lad, Uelskamp, superb football player, just muscled the ball right away. Uelskamp, second free throw, he bags it. He popped number two in to make it 42-36. Anna within six. A minute 50 left in the third quarter. Oh, what a great no-look pass. Kettner down the lane. Dished it to Schultze. He got the four-footer to bank in off the window. Minster by eight. Zone defense, Minster. High post right. It is Elliott for Anna. Now Stewart, foul line extended left. Justin Murray on the floor now. Bixler gets a screen, enters the lane. Stewart at the elbow on the left. Jump shot, 17-footer. Bingo! Cam Stewart is on target. 44-38. Minster's lead, six. Heck of a game here at Minster tonight. Minster hustling up into the forecourt against Anna's pressure. Far left wing, it's Heitbrink. Heitbrink. Being harassed by Stewart. Loops it off to Kettner. 1 minute to go, third quarter. Muehlenkamp on Kettner. We got a tug of war at the foul line. A green body flies. A white body flies. All of this away from the basketball. Schultze. Excuse me, Chuck. And Schultze went to the hardwood with a thud. Foul by Murray?
Yeah, they called the foul on Murray, but Schultze hooked the heck out of him.
And 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. As I try to get my voice back, excuse me, here's Henneking on the arc for Minster. 50 seconds to go in the third. Anna down six. Here's, again, a lot of pushing and shoving in the lane area. And Elliott is said to have plowed into Schultze. That's twice in a row now. And Schultze is the beneficiary of a call on Anna. And sooner or later, Anna's a team foul number seven. Here it is.
Well, yeah, six on Minster, seven on Anna.
And Schultze is a very good free throw shooter. Better than two-thirds of the year have gone in. 1-1, Schultze, and he cans it. And it's 45-38, Minster by 7, 46.9 to go in the third quarter. Second free throw, Jared Schultze of Minster. Boy, it has been a tiring game for both clubs. Very physical. A lot of pressing defenses. And when there's been a foul committed, Chuck, players have plowed into players. It's been like a football game.
Yeah, there's a lot of bodies hitting the floor.
Not the hardwood. It's being played on the gridiron, more or less, tonight. Second free throw, Schultze, good. He knocked down each. Here's Bixler, baseline left for Anna. Pulls up, short corner, jumper, 15-footer, spun out. Rebound, Minster, up eight. 37 seconds to go. Double dribble. Four court left on Heitbrink.
Oop, he's getting ready to shoot the three. Thought better of it, and then put the ball down, and you can see the grimace on his face. He knew he wasn't allowed to dribble.
Yeah, Cam Stewart leaped in front of him, might have distracted him, and aided the turnover. And a ball. 28 seconds to go, third quarter. Down eight. Muehlenkamp, deep right corner to Meyer. Meyer's checked back in for Anna. His second stint on the court, Bryce Meyer, 6'4 junior. Here is Muehlenkamp inbounding to Bixler, back to Riley. 19 seconds to go in the third. Big possession here. Anna trailing by eight. Ball fed foul line to Dosik. Turnaround 15-footer away short. Rebound, volleyball all around. Mister's got it. 8 seconds to go. Kettner on the dash. Down the lane. All the way to the rack. Stolen by Anna. Stewart out in front. Deals to Bixler. Bixler got away with three walking steps. Made the layup. He beat the buzzer. It's called good. That was maybe the worst traveling in high school basketball uncalled I've ever seen. But Bixler caught the pass even with the top of the circle. He took three or four running steps.
Took three steps.
And scored.
If he would have stopped and done the Heisman pose, that would have been perfect.
He beat the buzzer and is within six. Closest the Rockets have been since way back late in the first quarter. We've got 8 minutes to go in the game. Exciting fourth quarter coming up. Minster 46, Anna 40 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the best? Boy, with your hands, a fork, chopsticks? Oh, who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. Mmm, all served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
I am Jack, along with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Minster. Great game for you here tonight. Seemed like Anna cut into Minster's lead by more than a point in that third quarter, Chuck, but that's all it was.
Well, because they dropped back down double figures again, so yep. They did have to make another comeback.
Yeah, sure did. Anna outpointed Minster 16-15 in that third 8-minute segment. Minster with the ball, forecourt to the right. Ball lobbed into Schulte, low on the right. Around Dosik. He's shy of the mark on the 7-footer. Rebound Anna. Bixler, forecourt left. He's doubled on the arc to Yolskamp. Straight away Dosik. Long triple. Good! Dosik shaves the Minster lead to 3. 46-43. Anna down 3. 7:22 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Kettner in backcourt against Yolskamp for Anna. Kettner glides across, pulls up his dribble, goes right wing to Enneking. Out high to Nixon. High low for Schulte. Stabbed away by Stewart. Loose ball, Anna. Forecourt right. Body slide to the floor. And Minster's got the loose leather. Quickly down the floor, left wing, height break. Long triple over Schulte. Rebound Dosik. Here comes Anna, 3-on-1. Bixler angling into the lane. Spins, shoots, no good. He walked with the ball.
I think he didn't, but that makes up for the one that they didn't call.
Yep.
He kept his pivot foot down. He did take a long step.
Well, we played a minute 10 here in the fourth. Action fast and furious. Here's Kettner hustling up the floor for Minster. Into the left corner. Threw it for Heitbrink. Poked out of bounds by Anna.
Have you ever seen a team fly around defensively more than Anna has in this game?
I'm looking out there, Chuck. There are 5 green jerseys. Seems like 8 or 10 at times.
I got a feeling that the Minster kids feel the same way.
Ball inbound and low on the right. Enneking wide open. Rim the 3-footer. A gimme. It wouldn't go down. Great inbounds play by Minster. Shot missed. Dosik forecourt left for Anna. Got it. 3-pointer. We're tied up. 2 trifectas by Dosik from downtown. 46-46. Furious rally by the Rockets. Still 6:14 to go in the game. Kettner's got the ball 30 feet away. Minster has played splendidly all night. Top of the circle, Schulte. Gives it up on the play to Heitbrink. Off the screen, Heitbrink fires. Got it! 3-pointer! Minster up 3. Good play by the Wildcats to counter. Timeout called. 6 to go in the game. Minster leads by 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
Ed, Chuck, it's turning into the game we thought it would, even though we knew Minster had the 6-point lead, or 16-point lead, way back in the early part of the second quarter. The firepower from Anna simply cannot be shut down for 4 periods, that's for certain. Anna's got the ball after having tied it, only to see Heitbrink put Minster back ahead. Here is Dosik, baseline left, hits a cutter down the lane at Stewart. He lunges toward the basket, and he's cracked on the arm. 2 free throws for Stewart. Anna simply has to improve at the free throw line, Chuck, to pull this game out. 4 fouls.
That was on Schulte.
He's got 4. Couple of free throws, Cam Stewart. It is good. That one spun around and went down through the nets. 5:41 to go, fourth quarter, still an eternity. This was a 25-9 game midway through the second quarter. Anna was still down double digits. Very late in the third, second free throw, Stewart hit the back iron, ricocheted out to Salazar for Minster. Spin move, top of the circle around Bixler. Salazar down the lane, all the way to the rack, no good. Rebound though by Frerichs to Salazar, right corner. His triple is in. It's in. Heck of a game for Salazar for Minster, which is back up 5. Top of the circle, Uleskamp, 28-footer, too hard. Rebound tipped up to Salazar, no good. Ferrix flies into the corner for the rebound and saved it to Nixon. What a hustle play by Ferrix. Up the floor to Salazar. Left side, Heitbrink. Triple. Got it. He's got it. Minster on fire. Minster red hot. Anna in trouble. Wildcat shooting it extremely well. Back up by 8. Rockets get a timeout. 55-47. 5 minutes to go in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
That check with just over 6 to go. Gosick knocked down a couple threes for Anna to tie this game up at 46. And then in the span of a little over 60 seconds, about 74 to be exact, Heitbrink hits a couple threes, Salazar hits a triple, and Minster's back up by 8.
Yeah, but it's going to be tough to come back again from this one.
55-47 Minster, 4:48 to go here in the game. Ball thrown by Anna, down inside to Dosik. Oh, what a twisting move by him to the rack, and he gets it underneath the right arm of Ferrix. Good play by Dosik against the 6'6 Ferrix. 55-49, Anna down 6. Four court left, Heitbrink for Minster. Penetrates the arc a little bit. Looks for a teammate cutting toward the rim, then gives it up to Nixon deep in the left corner. They want to post up Ferrix on Elliott in the paint. Out back, it's Heitbrink. He navigates the lane, spins, shoots a 7-footer short. Rebound in by Ferrix. Minster's height paying off right there. Long three, Dosik. 27-footer way up in the air. Off the rim, no good. Rebound kicks out to Bixler, though. On the arc to Stewart. He jacks up a triple. Bullseye! 57-52. Minster by 5. 3:54 to go, fourth quarter. Salazar backcourt for Minster against Bixler. Elbowing foul one way or the other. No.
The whistle, timeout.
Whistle means it's a timeout, Minster. 3:48 left. The Cats are up 5 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but 2 delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
I'm Jack, along with Chuck. Oh, my goodness, a Saturday night special here on scoresbroadcast.com. The best in the Shelby County League against one of the 2 or 3 best in the Midwest Athletic Conference, and we've got a barn burner. Steal by Anna. Bixler takes it all the way down the floor and scores. Driving layup of Bixler. He got the pilfer. Minster threw it away. Bixler's got it again. Up no good. Nearly a foul. Bixler again. There is a foul on Minster. Relentless frenetic pace right now from Anna, which is clawed all the way back within 3.
Again.
Again. 57-54 with just over 6 left. Anna tied this game up at 46. And then before you knew it, Minster was back in the lead by 8 or 9 again. Bart Bixler, Chuck, is like the Energizer Bunny who has never, ever in his life had dead batteries. Not once.
No. We never had to change his. That was the 5th foul on Salazar, and that kid's having a game.
That's a loss. He had, what, 13, 14 points?
Yeah.
Free throw Bixler, my
dude. Gee whiz.
In and out. Anna's free throw shooting has not been good at times. It's been unlucky. A lot of rimmers. They've just scurried all around the iron and come off. Mixler again, swish, 57-55. Minster by two, 3:32 to go in the fourth quarter.
And Salazar had 14. Fouled out with 14 off the bench.
Here's Kettner, top of the circle. Minster, which is up two. Boy, Minster's played a splendid game. Straight away, Frerichs reaches up to Spirit. Checked by Elliott, out on the floor, now to Kettner. 18 fouls one way, 7 the other. Each team in the bonus. Right wing in a King. Into Schulze, back to the basket. Then he goes opposite to Heitbrink. Straight away in a King. Minster taking time off. 3 minutes left in the game. Inneking lobs it to Kettner, 30 feet away. Kettner goes opposite to Heitbrink. Stewart on him. Heitbrink spins to the top of the key. Hand off to Inneking on the arc. Into the post to Schulze. Backs down the defender. Hooks it up. Short, no good. Rebound, Schulze. Knocked away. Anna. Foul, Rockets. Dosik picked up what, number 4?
If it was on him, that was his 4th.
Jared Schulze at the free throw line for Minster. I think the foul was called on Dosik, but the Anna bench is saying it couldn't have been on him. It had to be on another set of numerals. The free throw by Schulze, swish. He puts it up and through to make it 58-55, Minster by 3. And now the referees' conference, because head coach Nate Barhorst of Anna claimed that the wrong number on the back of the Anna jersey was charged with the last personal foul.
There was so much bodying in there, I couldn't tell who got the foul, but they talked about it and said it was Dosik.
Jared Schulze calmly drains 2 free throws. Minster back up by 4.
He is 8 for 8 from the free throw line. I don't know if he's hit the rim.
Here is Anna, 4-court left. It's Bixler on the arc between the rings, Yulescamp. 2:34 to go. Boy, this big flat iron zone for Minster is fanned out to the left. Frerichs is on Bixler, who drives around Frerichs against Schulze, goes Bart Bixler, and amazingly, Bixler has fouled Schulze out of this game. Wow, Bart Bixler has been the bravest, boldest young man I've seen in a while out on the floor. On one play there, he challenged 6'6 and 6'9 and got Schulze out of the game with 5.
When have you ever seen any fear in that kid?
Bixler at the free throw line for Anna, and he pops it up and good. And it's 59-56, Minster by 3, 2:26 to go in the fourth quarter. Nixon on the floor now for Minster, along with Frerichs on the inside. That foul shot skimmed around the rim, and it went. 59-57. Anna down 2.
25 for Bixler.
Woo! My goodness. 25 points for Bart. Anna's never led in this game.
No.
Got it tied at 46 with just over 6 to play in the fourth.
Well, they were down 12-2, I remember, at one point.
Yep. Behind the back, Kettner dribbles all the way down the floor, into the lane, hooks a pass for Nixon. Batted free, stolen by Anna. Good play on the inside, but Dosik. Anna down 2, 2:04 to go in the game. Dosik on the arc, zone defense, Minster. High left, it's Bixler. Bixler penetrates. Stewart, foul line, jump shot. Good! Cam Stewart connected from 16. Anna's tied up the game. We're all knotted. 59-59. Anna hit with a holding foul in backcourt.
Wow.
It's the 1-1 for Minster. Yulescamp is slapped with the personal. Kettner at the stripe. Each team with 9 fouls.
He's 2 for 5 from the line here tonight.
1-1 for Mike Kettner. Wildcats. He strokes it. In and out. No good. Rebound yanked down by Yulescamp of Anna. We're tied up at 59. Anna with a shot at its first lead. Near side, Bixler. Both teams in the double bonus. Bixler fakes right, goes left, around Nixon, to the rim. It hangs on the iron, no good. Step back in, tip in is good. Dosik on the rebound. Anna up 2, 61-59. Boy, the ball was on the orange for a long time. It hung and hung and hung. Finally came off, and Dosik stuck it back through. 61-59, Anna. Here's a drive by Heitbrink, around Stewart. fine driving layup by Heitbreak of Minster.
He's having a terrific second half.
We're tied at 61. 107 to go in the fourth quarter. Bixler's got the ball left corner around Nixon all the way to the rim. Bixler's got them both. 63-63. Scoreboard late in registering the points.
63-61.
I'm sorry, 63-61. The 2 points by Bixler put Anna back in front.
They got the lead, yep.
My mistake, I'm sorry. Anna has been up by two twice here in the last half minute. 48 seconds to go, fourth quarter.
Need a stop right here for the Rockets.
And it came to Kettner. Into the lane, Nixon. On the arc, height break for the lead. It's good!
Wow.
He poured it through. He poured it through. Height break on a 25-footer. Minster 64 and a 63. What a heck of a game here at Minster.
This has turned out to one of the best ones we've had this year.
Bixler on the arc, goes to the foul line, jump shot off the back rim. Rebound Nixon, Minster, foul Anna. 21 seconds to go. Terrific game. It's the best of the season and one of the two or three best in a two-year span here on scoresbroadcast.com. Chuck, I had an inkling it would be a really good game if each club brought its A game. Minster did the first half. Anna closer to its A game in the second half. All in all, it's been dead even. 64-63 Minster, the first of two free throws. Double bonus Nixon. It is no good. It's off the back iron, and Anna gets a timeout, trailing by one, 21.3 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have five more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank. The power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
Oh, this has been a classic here at Minster tonight. It is a one-point game. Minster in the lead. Second of two free throws here for Minster. Nixon at the stripe.
Shooting the second when he missed the first one.
I'm sorry, he missed the second. He missed the first. He's at the line with the second of two. Free throw is on the way. It is too strong. Rebound, Frericks of Minster. Knocked away by Anna. It might have gone out of bounds off of a green jersey. It did. It's going to be Minster possession. Yep, Anna got what they wanted. Two missed free throws, but could not produce the rebound against Minster's size. 18.5 to go. Minster up one. Minster inbounding below the rim. Inneking to Nixon. Right back to Inneking. He threw it out of bounds.
That was the called play. Yes. Inneking did not look for the ball back.
Yep. Inneking didn't recognize what was called. It was set up nicely by Minster. It went Inneking into a teammate. Right back to Inneking. But Inneking had left the spot. And with 15.4 to go, it's going to be Anna possession, down a point, 64-63. Scoreboard clock reads 15.4 to go in the fourth. Anna will come the length of the floor with the ball. The officials now conferring to see if indeed the clock on the scoreboard is correct. Maybe an additional second should be put back on. I don't know. And it's going to go to
put 1 second.
Yep, I'm right on the button.
That could be crucial.
Accurate count, but Jack Kramer put one on the board. That's what the referee said.
I would have gone to 16.5, but that's just me.
The referee came right to me. Of course, the clock operator's right next door.
Yep.
The referee looked at me and the clock operator and said, one more second back on, right, Jack?
Yeah.
Yeah. And now it reads 10 minutes to go in the fourth period. Should be 16.4. Anna is down a point, 64-63. It has been a marvelous game. Clearly the top game of the year here on scoresbroadcast.com. And we've had some photo finishes.
We've had great games. Recently they haven't been as good, but boy, in the middle of the season, we had classics.
No pressure by Minster. They fall back into the zone. The clock starts, 14-13. Baseline left, Dosik. Dosik around Nixon. We got a defensive foul as Nixon gave him the elbow. Dosik's got two free throws, double bonus, 13.1 to go in the fourth. Anna trailing by one. Anna's been on a mission here in the second half, simply driving the ball right through the gaps in the Minster zone and shooting a ton of free throws. Anna shot 20 at halftime, probably that many or more here in the second half.
I would say this one's huge. If he makes this, you got the lead.
Dosik made the first one, the second one in and out, in and out. Rebound Minster, tied up at 64. 7 seconds left. Kettner, top of the circle, starts to drive. Running one-hander. It's good! It's the buzzer! It's the buzzer! Mike Kettner for Minster. A running one-hander. An NBA shot gliding through the air down the right side of the lane. He dropped home a 12 or 13-footer. Didn't use the board. He swished it. He looped it in over two Anna defenders. Minster deserves the victory on a heck of a shot by Kettner, which beat the buzzer.
Yeah, that was an amazing shot.
Minster lost one at the buzzer last night here to St. Henry in this gym, 54-52. Tonight, Minster nips Anna 66-64 in the game of the year on scoresbroadcast.com. What a shot by Kettner of Minster. I don't see how he could see the rim on that one, Chuck.
I don't think he did.
No, Anna had him defended extremely well.
He was
well
outside of the lane. I mean, that was probably a 9 or 10-foot shot.
Well, he threw it up in the air a good 15, 16 feet. Didn't use the board. All net. Might have grazed the rim. Kettner shot it like he shoots it in the backyard every day. Give Minster all the credit in the world. The Wildcats led all but, 15, 20 seconds in this game tonight. And they beat Anna at the wire, 66-64, in a thrilling photo finish. So many thanks to the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center. Go Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered. The highest quality furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. And we're priced to fit your budget. Finance options, too. Application is easy. Plus, Goffney's new innovative support report system can find your perfect fitting mattress. Take advantage of 5-star white glove delivery at Goffney. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture always on display at Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney, west of I-75 on Route 47. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. 66-64, Minster edges Anna. Heartbreaking loss suffered by the Anna Rockets here tonight, and a thrilling victory for Minster, which deserved it, having led Anna all but just a handful of seconds in this game tonight. Anna got it tied at 46 with over six to go. Anna did lead again, 63-61, Chuck, with under a minute left.
Right.
After Minster had spurted back out to an 8 or 9 point lead with about 3.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Anna kept charging back, one rally after another. Each time Minster answered, and it was simply a case of too many missed free throws for Anna tonight, and Minster had the ball last, and when the Wildcats got it in the final seconds, Minster converted with a heck of a shot by Mike Kettner to win it at the buzzer.
That's why they make that second free throw and they go up a point. That changes that last play.
Yeah.
Because there was no pressure on him. He misses that. We're going to play 4-minute overtime.
Right.
But it was still a heck of a shot.
And Anna wound up missing
16 free throws.
I was going to say it was
on a two-point game loss.
Yeah. I thought maybe it was going to be even closer to 20 than that, but Anna's foul shooting went awry tonight. A nearly 75% shooting team on the year.
19 of 35.
Yep, didn't shoot much better than 50-50 tonight here at Minster. Now, Minster Wildcats roared out to a 25-9 lead midway through the second quarter. And Bart Bixler had Anna's only two field goals for 9 minutes here at the start of the game. and Anna dug a hole that it eventually was able to climb back out of. But sometimes, Chuck, you use up so much energy and firepower drawing even.
Oh, absolutely.
You don't have the time to conclude the game and get it finished in your favor.
Well, when they took the lead, I thought, yeah, okay, I think they're going to win the basketball game. But you know, let's give Minster credit. They made some plays down the stretch.
Salazar, Heitbrink, and Kettner.
Yep, I mean, those three young men, just as soon as they were dead, the backs against the wall, and they came back making plays, boy. It was impressive. And they were 13 to 22 from the free throw line, so they were 2 of 5 in the fourth quarter, which kept them in the game.
Yeah, so Minster missed 9 at the stripe and a 16 free throws.
Well, they scored 20 points in the second quarter, 24 points in the fourth quarter for their 64.
Heck of a game, Chuck. Highlights for scoring and our Clancy's Award winners.
Well, on the Minster side, they were led by Heitbrink with 18. That kid was terrific. They got 14 from Salazar off the bench. They got 12 from Schultze, who was in foul trouble a lot tonight.
Yep.
They got 10 from Nixon off the bench, who I thought, I don't even remember the kid in the other games we played. He had a nice game tonight. I'm going to go with Heitbrink and Salazar as the players for Minster.
I've looked back through the Minster scorebook a few times here tonight, and Nixon is figuring into the rotation. Head coach Mike McClurg has developed a bench, and as we alluded a few times earlier, Minster is going to be a factor in the D4 Wapakoneta District. Minster's in the same bracket with St. Henry, a team Minster lost to last night but 2 points. Marion Local's in the opposite bracket. So given the favored teams winning, the Minster St. Henry winner more than likely will wind up playing the Marion Local, I think, Fort Recovery winner in the other bracket. That's a heck of a district. Boy, they will slug it out. Somebody will survive to make it down to Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena and be one of the four regional semifinalists down there.
Well, that's the best I've seen them play tonight. That's the best I've seen them
play. And they're playing their best basketball at the right time for sure.
Now, on the other side, Bart Bixler had 27, and Griffin Dosick, who had 4 at the half, ended up with 19. Those are the two Clancy's players of the game for the Rockets tonight.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Chuck, last night we had a tough choice to make. It was either Jackson Center at Fairlawn or Fort Loramie at Botkins late in the week. We chose the Botkins-Fort Loramie game, missed the overtime thriller at the Jets gym. Tonight we nailed it spot on. A terrific game here at Minster tonight. If you just joined us, Minster led all but a handful of seconds throughout.
Probably less than a minute.
Oh, yeah, clearly less than a minute. And Minster led the significant majority of this game. That's an understatement. Anna caught Minster, led 63-61 inside a minute to go in the fourth quarter after earlier getting it tied at 46 in the first 2.5 minutes of the fourth. Minster pulled it out on a buzzer beater, a looping shot. Driving down the right side of the lane, went Kettner for Minster, shot it from at least 12, 13 feet out.
Yep.
Arched it a good 15, 16 feet in the air. He swished it. Anna guarded him well. A great athletic play, but Kettner, as Chuck noted, Kettner, Salazar, Heitbrink at clutch time, outside shooting for those three men. Super, and they led the charge for Minster in beating Anna which once again got how many from Bixler and Dosick?
27 from Bixler, 19 from Dosick.
But Anna missed 16 free throws, only made 19 of 35, and that did the Rockets in.
That'll get you beat lots of times.
Yep. Minster Wildcats playing their best basketball of the year at the right time. Now 14-7 on the season. They meet Parkway next Friday night to close out the regular campaign. That's a game in the MAC where Minster stands 5-3. Meanwhile, the Anna Rockets are now 19-2, only the second loss this season suffered by Anna. The Rockets have already taken the Shelby County Athletic League Championship by virtue of the Fairlawn win over Jackson Center last night. The Rockets have a two-game lead in the loss column. With one game to go, Anna's at Rushi on Tuesday night. Our next webcasts, hopefully, are from the Sydney Girls Sectional at 4:45 on Wednesday. We'll have two games for you in the lower bracket. And not totally sure about that. Got our fingers crossed. We hope to be able to make it happen. Follow the website, scoresbroadcast.com, for regular updates on our webcast schedule. And thanks again tonight to our anchor underwriting sponsors. We appreciate them so much. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News. Again, new underwriting sponsors, Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The team of Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick will work with you step by step by step in the building of your home. Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, 419-582-3824. And Regal Trophy and Awards, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Regal for the crowning touch on the web at regaltrophyawards.com. And thanks to Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362, across from Lake Loramie in Minster. You can catch the catch of the day every day. Baked haddock at night, it's outstanding. Open at 6 in the morning. Great reputation for superb breakfast at Maury's, plus wraps and burgers at noon. Ron Mooney is our Scores Broadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. From here at Minster, Jack Kramer saying good night. It was a thriller, a terrific game, best of the year, won by Minster on a buzzer beater for Mike Kettner. 66-64, the Wildcats over the Rockets.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.